Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the authorized version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the authorized version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hello and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. This is your host, Tommy Hart, given the name, the surname of Israel, by Bible law, and the titles of Lord and God. The Christian church is filled with lies, hypocrisy, and deceit. It is the most unrighteous and evil organization. The church sees and holds the AVB, the living God, Bible truth, and all things as its most despised and hated enemies. Of course, these things are not apparent to the gullible, unlearned, and unsuspecting. The church's teaching of Jesus is nothing but lies. How do I know that? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in conjunction with the law of Moses in the Old Testament, tell me so. It is time we get it right. Sure, when we were enslaved, the Gentiles lied to us about Jesus being a real person. But now we are many, many years past that time. We have been reading for many years. Yes, the Gentile church has lied to us. Yes, the Gentile church has misled us. Yes, the Gentile church has defrauded us and deceived us. But have we grown any at all? It is time we get it right. Get this. The Gentiles gave the slaves no good thing. They gave the slaves a belief, a faith, which they wanted the slaves to have once they were freed. Now that's thinking, planning, preparing, and acting in advance, isn't it? And the false teaching given to the slaves, where did it come from? Matthew 13:28 says, an enemy has done this. Yes, it came from the Gentile church. The Gentile, or Christian church, was a very active leading participant in bringing about the fall of Africa and the enslavement of black people. Black people's Christian belief or faith was given to them by their enemy, the Christian church, via the Gentiles or slaveholders, those making up the Christian church. Slavery was an evil institution. Slavery and the Christian church cannot be separated. If slavery was an evil, then so is the Christian church, which is still existing and thriving and defrauding and lying. The Christian faith was forced upon the slaves. Today, blacks freely and gladly embrace that which brought about their own destruction. Isn't this something? Black people's faith, that of Jesus, given to them by the slaveholders operating at the command of the Christian church, is vain, empty, and worthless. The scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:17, says, your faith is vain. It is time to get it right. I say to black people everywhere, it's time to get it right. I will at this time bring forth some scriptures having to do with the subject matter. First, let's turn to Isaiah 1, verse 5. And I'm turning my pages. Isaiah 1, 5. Isaiah 1, 5 says this about the Christian church. It says, the whole head is sick. The whole head, the whole leadership part of the Christian church is sick. Okay. And the word sick here means mentally ill or emotionally disturbed. Think about it. Something would have to be wrong with someone or some group to do what the Christian church, the Gentiles, did to black people. That is, after capturing them, after defeating them, making them slaves, and making them merchandise, going into the business of merchandising a people, something would have to be wrong. Sick, again, as they mean here, mentally ill or emotionally disturbed. The whole head is sick. And just to be clear, from the papacy on down, the whole head is sick. From the papacy to the little church in the veil, the whole head is sick. Zechariah 13:3. Zechariah 13:3, thou speakest lies. Speaking about the head, the leadership part, the ministers, the preachers, if you call them that, if you will. you speak lies, the Bible says. And of course, the lies are easily seen. We can read now, unlike the slaves who could not read, we can read and see whether that has been told us is true or false. The whole head is sick, and they speak lies. The church. Jeremiah 23:14. Jeremiah 23:14 says, and walk in lies. They speak lies and they walk in lies. Now, what about the ones who hear them? Those who listen to those that are in leadership position in the church. Wouldn't you say they do the same? Okay. The whole head is sick. They speak lies, and they all walk in lies. Now, this is the Bible talking about the church world. Romans 3:10. Romans 3:10. There is none righteous, no, not one. But yet to the gullible, the unsuspecting, the unlearning, they may appear righteous. They, from their clothing onward, on down, they may appear righteous. Handling the sacraments, everything, the robes, the religious garb, yet the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. Very befitting of an institution that sought and brought about the destruction of a whole race of people, giving them to be slaughtered, to be killed, to be sold as merchandise, taking away and stripping people of their humanity, reducing them to the status of things that are bought and sold. That's really something, people. That's really something. And the institution is still thriving and doing well at this time. That's really something. Such an institution should not be allowed to exist by our righteous people. Okay? None righteous, no, not one. They walk in lies, they speak lies. The whole leadership part is sick, mentally ill or emotionally disturbed. Something is wrong with them. Proverbs 17:4. Proverbs 17:4 says this, a wicked doer gives heed to false lips, and a liar gives ear to a naughty tongue. Wicked doer gives heed to false lips. False lips coming from the headship, the head part, the leadership part. And the wicked doer speaks of those that hear all this? Where do you fit? A wicked doer gives heed to false lips. They walk in lies. They speak lies. The whole head is sick. What a commentary. What a sad commentary. Jeremiah 4:10. Jeremiah 4:10 says this: Thou hast greatly deceived this people. Who is the thou, and who is the this people? Well, those of you who have been listening to me, you should know that by now. Thou, again, is a reference to the leadership. The leadership. Lying lips, as Proverbs said. Lying lips, the leadership. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. One group in this people, of course, obviously, is black people, as I said from the beginning of this program. They were given a false faith while they were viewed as non-human entities and as merchandise that can be bought and sold. They were deceived and given a vain, empty, worthless faith that they would put into practice once they were freed. All that was given to them was not good. That which was given to them was not good at all. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. The thing about it, does anyone care? Do you care that you have been deceived? I myself care. I don't want to be deceived. And once I began to see that I had been lied to and tricked, I began to change my thinking because I saw no beauty, no glory in being deceived. Once I began to see that, wow, what the preacher is telling me is contrary to what I can read for myself in the Bible, I began to change. I didn't have to think about it. Didn't have to sleep on it. Upon seeing, when I began to see I was lied to, that's when I began to change. Because I cared. I cared for myself. And I began to write down these things and speak to other black people about these things because I cared for them also. I didn't need to write down the things for myself. I began to write them down for other people that they may know. No, I saw no beauty and being deceived. Okay? And that's what the church world is continuing to do today. Even the black church. The black church. Perpetuating the deceit given to them, the black people, during the days of captivity and enslavement. The black church perpetuates their own deceit. And we are almost in America, almost 150 years past enslavement. That means those of us in America, those blacks, we have been able, empowered to read for almost 150 years. Have we been reading? I wonder about that, because this very Bible tells me and shows me clearly that we as a people have been deceived, and that the teaching that we even ourselves do now with regard to Jesus is a false teaching. And you don't have to be anywhere near a genius to see that. The Bible speaks about the law of the Sabbath, saying, thou shalt do no work on the Sabbath day, and whosoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. Then I read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I see a character breaking the very law of the Sabbath. And not only breaking it, but breaking it repeatedly, deliberately, and incessantly. Four books, four, not just one, but four books, showing that, demonstrating it, setting it forth plainly and clearly. And the character is finally caught, and the judgment of death is passed upon him, and the judgment is carried out. Now, I ask again, have black people been reading the Bible? After almost 150 years, being stripped of the chains and being empowered, given the right to read, how long does it take for them to see that the character Jesus in the Bible is an unrighteous character? How long does it take to see that? We are approaching in America 150 years. Can black people read? And I say this because it is so clear. It is not a mystery in the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are not mysterious books. They are not books containing mysteries that must be solved in order for you to understand the case involving Jesus. It's plainly written out. Plainly. And just because the slaveholders and the slave masters told you or told your people that Jesus was righteous, you overlook all that material in the Bible, the material that speaks of the Sabbath day and the material in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That is straight forth material. I ask again, can black people read? Okay. And there are black people who will argue with me. Argue with me. Run off at the mouth, saying, oh, Jesus was a righteous man. He was a righteous man. And Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John say, no, he wasn't. Can you read? This is serious. Very serious. Just because a slave master told you Jesus was righteous, you rather stick with that in light of all the evidence contrary to that that is in the Bible. but yet you say you believe the Bible. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And you don't even know what the Bible says. You don't care what it says because the slave master told you Jesus is righteous and he's your Savior and he died for your sins. And that doesn't even happen in the real world. The person who commits the crime is the person once caught who stands to be judged and stands to pay for their own sin, their own crime. Sin is crime. Committing sin is a crime. The Bible uses the word sin. But you look in your dictionary, you see that a sin is the breaking of some commandment, some law. And your preacher does not tell you all of this. The preacher, the whole head, the Bible says, is sick, mentally ill, or emotionally disturbed. Just lying to people. And it seems that people love to be lied to. Love to be lied to. Can't wait to be lied to. Okay. All right, moving on. Jeremiah 8:10. Yes. Just like the fictitious character Jesus in the Bible could not wait for the Sabbath day to come so he could break the law of the Sabbath, seems many, many black people can't wait for the preacher to lie to them. Can't wait. Okay, 8:10, Jeremiah 8:10. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Now, this is straightforward stuff. Do you know the priest operates in the church? And I read these words here. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Am I supposed to just disregard that? The priest, some call preacher, minister. That's a straightforward statement. The priest deals falsely. The preacher deals falsely. I believe that. I believe what I read and what I see in actuality agrees with it. Dealing falsely. How? Teaching, preaching lies. What lies? Lies about the fictitious character Jesus. Deceiving people, fooling people, lying to people. Lying on God, saying God called them. Everyone will say, everyone that I've heard speak about the matter, every one of them say, God called, the Lord called me. The Lord has not called anyone to teach lies and fool people and deal falsely. The Lord calls people to teach the truth. Teach the truth. But this is really something here. People say they believe the Bible. And the preacher may even read this passage in the church. He may even read the passage in the church. He and the people don't even care about what it says. They pass over it. they passed over it as though they are righteous. And again, the Bible has said what about the church and those who take part in it? It says there is none righteous, no, not one. I do not argue with the Bible. I don't argue with the Bible. That's not my purpose. And especially when what I see happening in actual life agrees with that which the Bible says, I can't help but believe it. Can't help but believe it. Because I hate to be lied to, especially in something serious. If you're telling a joke, make it known that you are joking. But to lie to me, mislead me, and deceive me, if I find it out, I don't like it. Any evidence of it, I don't like it. But man, you're trying to fool me. Telling me lies. You're not helping me. You're hurting me. You're disrespecting me in telling me lies and trying to fool me and dealing falsely. Yeah. Okay. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone. I've heard preachers preach on false prophets, and they'll all say that I've heard, that I have actually heard with my ears. They all say that about other preachers, as though they themselves are righteous. The Bible says everyone. What does everyone mean? It means just what it says, everyone. There's none righteous. What does none mean? None means none. None. And then it says, no, not one. Okay. So those who take part in church, in the church world, those participants, they are unrighteous. They walk in lies according to the scriptures I've read today. They speak lies. Everyone deals falsely. And the whole head is sick. Mentally ill or emotionally disturbed. You pick one. Is it emotionally ill? Or is it mentally disturbed? You choose. Or is it both? You choose. You who are partakers. So the Bible speaks plainly. And I'm reading from the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. All my citations come from it. I read Jeremiah 4:10, just in case I didn't. It says, you have deceived this people. Yeah, I read that. Okay, Jeremiah 9:6. Let's start with verse 5. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. That's just as real as it can be. If you want the truth, do not go to church. You will not get it. But what you will get is this. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth, they have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. And through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord God, the living God. The Bible talks about church work. Now, that's not a secret. That's not a mystery. All of you probably agree to the fact that the Bible talks about the church world. Well, these are things that it says about the church world. And if you try to exclude yourself from that, then you're going against what the Bible says. From the prophet even to the priest, all the preachers, everyone deals falsely. And it says everyone, from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They will deceive everyone, his neighbor. They will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Speaks just as it says about the whole church world, using terms like everyone, none, no one. Very clear. Everyone involved. They will not speak the truth. I can't get past that. They will not speak the truth in the church. They hate the truth. They hate the truth. John, I believe, says something. This is not in my outline, but the book of John says something about that, if I could just turn to it right quickly. If I have to search for it, I'll just forget it. Okay. John chapter 3, starting with verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Darkness, sinister activity, iniquity, lying. Tricking people, deceiving. Men love darkness rather than light. Light, knowledge. And from knowledge we can move on to truth. That which is good. That's the condemnation, the Bible says. Light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. But the church world, as there you, everyone deceives his neighbor. They will not speak the truth. Taught the tongue to speak lies. Deceive the people. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth, are you a truth seeker or a truth doer? He that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. You You're hearing light now. You are hearing knowledge. What will you do? Will you fight against it, or will you come to the support of truth? Will you come to the support of truth? The information here is very clear. And I said it's time we get it right. It's time we get it right. Jeremiah 9:5. Well, I read that. I put that in with 9:6. That's the one that I just read, saying everyone that speaks to his neighbor will not speak the truth. Tongues taught to speak lies. Isn't that what they do when they go to seminary? They are taught to speak lies. If you think or have thought that ministers go to seminary to learn Bible content, you are in error. The seminaries do not teach the truth of Bible content. They don't do that. Why? Because I just read, from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They will deceive everyone, his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They do not speak the truth in the seminaries. They do not speak the truth in the church. But what? They are taught to speak lies. Whether you're talking about the Gentile church, which is the author of the lies, or whether you're talking about the black church, which has inherited the lies. And, of course, the lies from the beginning were meant for non-Gentile people, blacks included. The lies are meant to deceive non-Gentile people. Now, if you are deceiving someone, as in this case right here, the Gentile church, now what does that mean? That means that you have knowledge of the truth. Yeah, you're hiding the truth. And rather than teaching, giving truth, you teach lies. And those that are deceived by your lies, they really do not know the truth. But the question is, do they want to know the truth? Truth is available now. It's available from this program here. It's available. Truth is online. Truth of Bible content. Truth about the Christian church. Truth about the black church. Truth. The statement that says in the Bible, there is no knowledge nor truth of God in the land, that's outdated. That statement is outdated. The internet, you know, is a worldwide thing. Truth is on the internet. That means truth is accessible. Whether you are in Africa, whether you are in Europe, America, etc., truth is accessible. But truth needs you to help it. Truth needs you. Truth needs those who love the truth. Those who love the truth. Okay. I think that's enough scriptures on deceit and the church. Those statements form a picture which give us a good look at the Christian church, the black church, institutions of deceit. Institution perpetuating lies. Institutions bent on deceiving the people. Institutions of fraud, dishonesty. Such institutions should not be allowed to exist. And any nation that allows them to exist, of course, is an unrighteous and ungodly nation. Any nation. That's Bible. What the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. People make up the church. People. There is none righteous, no, not one. Do you care? Today's blacks are much like the slaves of yesteryear. For instance, the slaves of yesteryear were not allowed to question the faith given to them by their slaveholders and slave masters. Today's blacks, though many are highly educated, for the most part do not question the faith they have inherited. It came from the Gentiles. Another example, the slaves of yesteryear could not read. Today's blacks, those espousing the Christian faith, belief in Jesus, behave as though they cannot read. Case in point, the AVB clearly shows in Jesus a fictitious character who went about deliberately, repeatedly, and incessantly breaking the law, clearly demonstrating unrighteousness and sinister behavior. A sinner, a criminal. He was eventually caught, tried, and condemned to death because that was what the law called for. Yes, today's blacks behave as though they cannot read, just as the slaves who really could not read. I say to you, it is time we get it right. Do you not care that you and your people have been mistaught, misled, lied to, and deceived? Does truth matter? Your own preachers, being deceived themselves, have lied to you and not told you the truth. How long will you allow lies and evil stemming from the Christian church to perpetuate? I say again, it is time we get it right. But how do we do that? How do we get it right? I say to you, being led by the word of truth, which comes from the living God, we can get it right. Together, we can get it right. Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Coming together under the umbrella of truth, being led by the living God who has given to us the word of truth, we can get it right this time. We can get it right for our children. We can get it right for those of us, those children, who have not been born. They should not have to experience deceit and lies. dishonesty. The society they are to be brought up in should be free of such evil institutions. The Christian church, the black church, and you can name whatever other church. But my focus right now is on the Christian church and black church. And when I speak about the Christian church, which is a worldwide thing, and encompasses all ethnicities and all like that, that just about takes in all. Just the term Christian church, that means wherever and to whoever the false doctrine of Jesus is taught, called Christianity, the Christian dogma, the Christian teaching, the Christian faith in Jesus. Any institution advocating such should not be allowed to exist. It is an evil. It is an evil. So, unity. As long as we are separated, divided, don't expect anything. Don't expect anything. Only through uniting, coming together, whether it's one at a time, it doesn't matter. Uniting, coming together under the umbrella of truth, we can get it right. And we can begin something that is worthwhile and needed. Most needed. 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, awake to righteousness, coming together under the umbrella of truth, awaking to righteousness. And what is righteousness? Righteousness is the word of truth that comes from the living God. Righteousness, that which is right. And as God is led by the Spirit of God, you too can be led by the truth of God, the truth that comes from the living God. Okay? We can get it right. Awake to righteousness, people. Awake to righteousness. Awake to, as a result of righteousness, as a result of the word of truth, as a result of the word coming from the living God. Awake, don't fight him. Awake to his righteousness and connect with him for the sake of truth and for righteousness' sake. Connect. Unite. Awake, connect, unite. But awake and unite, come together. Okay, awake to righteousness. Philippians 4:8. Says this, family brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. The church world, the Christian church, is not an honest organization. We've seen that. The scriptures have talked about them in a clear way. easy to understand way. God speaks truly. He speaks honestly. There is no intent to deceive with God, coming from God. God's intent is that you know the truth and that you connect with him. You join forces with him. That we all come together under the umbrella of truth. Whatsoever things are true, it is true that Jesus is a fictitious character. I didn't write Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I didn't write the law of Moses having to do with the Sabbath in the Bible. I didn't write any of Bible content. But I do have an understanding of Bible content. Okay. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, righteous. One of the definitions of just, righteous. Right. It can be good, but is it right? Right. Just. Okay, and it has these other terms here. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. But the message is clearly right here. Whatsoever things are true, honest, and just. Just. And just and true to any people. Any people. Yes. All in all, just, true, and honest. Let's make it clear. Just clear the matter. As I said before, the word of truth coming from the living God. You may have your own interpretation of what is true, though it may be wrong. You may have your own connotation of an interpretation of what is honest. I know one thing, the preachers in the church world are not honest. The Bible says, from the priest, from the prophet to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They all speak lies. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is no good thing about the church world. No good thing at all. Whether it be, the term Christian church is inclusive of all the churches, whether it's black, whatever, okay? All the churches, the Christian church. Nothing good about the Christian church. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Because the Bible shows me that they have taught their tongue to speak lies, they walk in lies, they speak lies, they deceive the people. There is none righteous, no, not one. And they all deal falsely. All. Okay? But we can come together under the umbrella of truth, which comes from the living God, the word of truth, the living God who has given to us and does give to us the word of truth, we can get it right. Working with God. And Luke 21:8. 21:8, take heed that you be not deceived. Now, I'll add two words to that. Take heed that you be not deceived any longer. Okay? Because black people have already been deceived. I say to you, take heed that you be not deceived any longer or any more. Take heed to what? Take heed to the word of God. Take heed to the truth which comes from the living God, the Lord God Israel. Take heed to the truth of God. The truth that comes from the living God. Okay. James 3:14. James 3:14 says, and lie not against the truth. Don't speak against truth. Don't lie against the truth. Lie not against the truth. These things that I have brought forth to you today are truth. What it said in Philippians, whatsoever things are true, lie not against the truth. Does the Bible condemn the church world? Yes, it does. I read you statements of condemnation of the church world. Those statements that I read to you with regard to the church world and the Christian church condemn the church world, condemn the church, the Christian church, all of it. There is no good part in it. Okay? Now, take heed that you be not deceived. Come together under the umbrella of truth. Awake to righteousness. Matthew 6:16, in closing. Matthew 6:16 says, okay, see here. Be not as the hypocrites. Be not as the hypocrites. Where do you find the hypocrite? You find them all over, don't you? The hypocrites, those, especially those making up the head of the Christian church. Making up the head. The hypocrites. Be not as the hypocrites. What do the hypocrites do? They pretend to be something that they're not. They pretend to be righteous. The Bible says there is none righteous among them, no, not one. They speak lies. They walk in lies. They teach lies. They deal falsely. Be not as the hypocrites. Okay? And Galatians 6:7. It says, be not deceived, just as we were told in Matthew, in one of the other statements, Luke 21:8. Take heed that you be not deceived, and I added, any longer or any more. Okay, this statement says, be not deceived, and again I add, any longer or any more. Be not deceived any longer. Be not deceived no more. Or be deceived no more, and be not deceived any longer. Okay? That's the word, that's the message for today. And also, make sure you listen to the program that aired, I believe, Thursday night. Listen to it. It's the second segment of dealing with all things. Be sure to listen to it. Learn all you can from Lawmaster's archives. Learn all you can. Your people need you. Your people need this teaching. Your people need the truth. Your people need to be delivered from their deception or from their deceptives.